My motivation to see you was to get your opinions about the present communication research. You know that you are served as one of the forefathers to every freshman that takes courses in communications, forefathers for the communications research. What do you think about the present situation?
Well, I think the quantitative expansion of technical proficiency has been very important in recent years. It's obvious that survey research has become now a world instrument. It's quite clear that, however, that the other dimensions of communications research, they have lagged behind. For instance, the content analysis of the flow, the messages through the various channels of communication, they has not been followed through in to the a proportionate degree. Consequently, they at the present state, we do not have the kinds of trend information or the kinds of ecological information about the structure of attention areas, opinion areas, identification areas around the globe that we need. Now, I think that the explanation of the lag is very simple. Many of us who were particularly interested in communications research from the point of view of its the flow of messages, they decided after World War II to they postponed work in that field until the machine equipment was better developed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very well aware of the fact that the content analysis is very time-consuming.
Yes.
The problem is, therefore, to supplement the man-hours by the use of scanning devices mm-hmm. that speed up the gathering, the description of the message content. It happens now that we're very close to the kinds of machinery that will foster this, and the development of the computer has of course enormously expedited these potentialities. Mm-hmm. And all of this is of course reflected in the newer techniques of content analysis, such as Phil Stone's General Inquirer. I suppose you mm-hmm. are already quite acquainted with the General Inquirer of the procedures. Now, those have been adapted and are, in principle, adaptable to a much wider range of research than has ever been feasible before.
Surely, yes.
And so that, but I regard that as only an example of mm-hmm. what's possible. I, although I'm, for instance, I'm involved in the study of comparative party programs now on a world scale. But our preliminary work has only covered American political party platforms. A sampling taken a century apart, we'll publish this material within the next few weeks, as a matter of fact.
Oh, and this is a content analysis type of approach.
Yes, that's right. And then we fill this in terms of the American party programs, and then the idea is to move systematically around the globe to establish the trend material, preferably for the last century, wherever any equivalent demand institution can be located. So that I would say in general that I believe that content analysis can now be expanded thanks to the computer, so that we can develop the networks for regular content analysis, mm-hmm. which will be comparable with the networks that are used for survey analysis.
Yeah, so there will be one of these years a complete bookkeeping of major messages around
that's it,
in
yes,
this globe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then there's another lag in communications research is the systematic reporting of who communicates. It's very interesting to realize mm-hmm. that elite analysis of the communicators mm-hmm. Has lagged behind the study of some of the other specialists in society. Mm-hmm. So that here's an area where I suspect there would be rather vigorous the increase in studies. I have in mind the comparative elite analyses that are now rather commonplace in the analysis of the political process. But oddly enough, the detailed investigation of the roles of communicators mm-hmm. has tended to lag behind. Then I would say that the most obvious fact about communications research, though, is that there has been very little integration of these investigations with a fundamental theory of the social process. Mm-hmm. The people who've been working on communications research have for the most part been interested in inventing techniques mm-hmm. and improving particular techniques. They have been very much less interested in and competent in making the theoretical analyses of the role of communication in the social process. Consequently, there's no body of theory of the what I call the shaping and sharing of enlightenment, mm-hmm. which is comparable with the theories about the shaping and sharing of wealth, which the economists have developed, or even the theories about the shaping and sharing of power, which a good many of the political scientists have been developing. Mm-hmm. Now then, my forecast is that this period of concern with the development of the procedures by which data can be gathered mm-hmm. is likely to be followed by theorizing of a more effective kind about the factors that affect the role of communication in all of the different institutional processes of society in developed and undeveloped countries around the globe. So that I think the major development that we will see will be comparable to the development of economic and political theory. Mm-hmm. So that I regard the existing body of theorizing on communication as the part of the social process as a very poorly worked out. Now then, one implication too, I believe, of all of this is that there will be far more systematic efforts made to plan to study the future. Mm-hmm. The plan to investigate the emerging, the changes, not only in the networks of communication, in the messages of communication, in the responses to communication, in the characteristics of those who engage in the initiation and reception of messages. There will be far more comprehensive concern for setting up theories about the probable course of future development. Mm-hmm. These theories about the probable course of future development will be used by the scientist largely to anticipate where he needs to station his observers in organizing the worldwide flow of observation of the major changes. Mm-hmm. So the function of these anticipatory models is to guide the planning of research observation. Of course, another thing, too, I guess that there'll be techniques of a more active and less passive kind they made use of too. Here, what I have in mind is that there will be more concern for anticipating the theories, well, to for anticipating the consequences of the interventions that are made in the future social process. By this I mean forecasting the probable, the response of various audiences to various contents under various circumstances, and relating the results as they emerge to the theory of the communication process itself. This is the way that a usable theory will, I think, be developed, so that this anticipatory, the mode of thought, will mean that unless one's theory is able to forecast who will respond how to how much change in the environment, one doesn't yet have a theory. So I think that these are the main things I would say about the trends in communications research and in the possible future. The main point I was stressing was that there has been the disproportionate emphasis upon some components of the communication process, and there has been a notorious lack of a connection between the investigation of communication and the general political and social process. So I think that's about it.
Yeah. Now, do you think that the field of communications and communications research will be developed as a kind of more or less independent field and be differentiated more and more from the traditional root sciences, psychology, sociology, political science?
I anticipate that there will be people who develop a specialized study of the mass media of communication. This is already occurring, and I do anticipate this, and it means that, to use my model of the social process, that there will be a developed body of specialists who investigate the factors that lead to the shaping and the sharing of messages of knowledge, on a narrow or a wide scale. Now, these would be closely associated with but differentiable from those who study the neighboring processes of enlightenment, such as the the sociology of knowledge, including the sociology of science.
Yes.
So I do anticipate that the specialized student of communication will focus on the mass media, but that he will look at the role the mass media play in all of the value institutional sectors of society. And of course, each of these value institution sectors has its own specialized field of inquiry, whether we talk about power with its political scientist, and legal and component, so far as the intellectual division of labor is concerned, or we look at the wealth process, which of course involves economics, or the investigation of the affection, family, etc., the sectors, or the religious sectors, and so on, through whatever list you make of to this comprehensive of the entire social process, so that I would envisage the development of a further division of labor in which we develop, in which new specialties, they cut across the all the fields using the communication as the frame of reference mm-hmm. for this cross-cut through the entire social process.
About your present research interests, this party program content analysis is a typical example of communication type of research. Are you yourself involved with some other projects or some other pieces of research?
I am involved in this, and the in of course varying degrees. First of all, I'm looking at this from the point of view of the study of ideological communication through time.
Mm-hmm.
And one subsection of that is the flow of legal communication. So that I am involved at the moment in the working out procedures by which it will be possible to describe the flow of legal vernacular mm-hmm. Through the social process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area, of course, which, connected as I am with political science and law, I'm very much interested.
I can see the connection. There are some people in Scandinavia also who are interested.
Whom do you have in mind?
There are several young people. I can get in touch with them and ask whether they have published anything in English, and
mm-hmm.
ask
yes.
them to send you.
I would be very much interested in this.
I know that they will be also interested in your stuff. Have you already published something or
we published only
something?
General categories for the analysis of the legal process, and have not yet they released any of our specialized studies that
uh-huh.
involve the use of the particularized technique.
What about this general?
But the general frame of reference is this is part of our general theory of jurisprudence and its
uh-huh.
society, which we are publishing in several volumes with
mm-hmm.
exemplifications in various
yeah.
areas.
Yeah.
This could be dug out by anyone interested in
yeah.
comparative legal
yeah.
categories. Professor
yeah.
McDougall and I here, for example, they are working in the field of international law particularly, and we have published some studies which make use of the basic categories that
mm-hmm.
we're going to employ. To give you an example, we will publish this year a book on the interpretation of international agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interpretation of international agreements calls for the use of categories
mm-hmm.
for the analysis of communication, and
mm-hmm.
those are very explicit in the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This particular study about the party programs
yes.
Reminds me about a study made in Finland about the Finnish party programs. There was a content analysis. Something has been published in English, too, of that, in a yearbook called Scandinavian Political Studies. Have you ever seen that?
Yes. Just one second. Yes. Yes. This. No, I haven't. And
you haven't?
But I'm glad to have the citation of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm.
It has only been cited, and I haven't read it, so I
uh-huh.
would be very much
I
interested.
I asked the author to
this.
Send a reprint
would
to you. Yeah.
Would you please do that? Because that is
yeah.
the way to start the international exchange.
Yeah. Well, in fact, the Finnish party programs have been very thoroughly content analyzed already.
Good.
In fact, he tried to develop some new techniques. He made a factor analysis of them.
Did he use the general
items.
Inquiry technique, or did he use other techniques?
I think it was a kind of modification about.
I see.
About the general inquiry technique.
Very good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, please remember that and ask him to send
yeah,
me the
report. I'm sure
I'd
to. I'm sure to.
Because
remember.
We will be able to send him our first to study before long. I'm working on this with Professor Namenworth, who is here in the sociology department.
Professor
Namenworth.
Namenworth, I see.
Steve Namenworth.
Yeah.
He, with Phil Stone, is one of the developers of the General Inquiry technique. And so we've been working together in this particular application of it.
Will it be published as a monograph or as a book?
The first study, the short one, will come out as a short book, very short book, in a series of the research, the studies.
Uh-huh.
That I'm not sure just when it will be released, but it's in press.
Pretty soon.
Yes.
I see. Fine. Well, Dr. Laswell, I don't like to take too much of your time. As you see, I didn't come with very specific intentions, not so much as a scientist to speak to a scientist, but as a kind of journalistic approach to get your present ideas about the communications research. I think I got them pretty well, and well, your own output speaks for itself what you think is important. And
well, I'm delighted to have a chance to make your acquaintance. And I, do you have your card with you?
I'm sorry, I'm out of them, but I can I can write you.
Very good.
Name. You are sure to get something in this same Scandinavian yearbook because
yes.
Political scientist. There will be an paper article by my and another fellow. It was an experiment before the last election in Finland about the radio and TV debate. Funny enough, you never published a single book that can be classified as a communication science or communication theory. You always can be identified as a political scientist, even if a very peculiar one. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Anyway, you have a fame, and very justified fame, of being one of the big forefathers.
Well, it's always fascinating to see the ramifications of one's work.
You see, at least, for instance, when I teach communications research, the very first hour for the freshman will cover, for instance, your early...
I'm gratified to know that it's that active.
Do you happen to have any recent material? I would be delighted to take something with me.
And, yes. Let me see.
Anything I take, I will share with the Finnish people. You know that Ole Holsti in Stanford has written a chapter for the fresh new volume of the Handbook of Social Sciences on content analysis.
Yes.
At least Wilbur Schramm told that it's the best review on content analysis ever made.
I'm looking forward to seeing this very much. Mm-hmm. It occurs to me that this might be of some interest to you.
Yeah.
This was published fairly recently.
Let me see if there's anything else that...
Did you, by the way, ever personally know or get in touch with Sigmund Freud? You have quite a lot.
Well, I of course was had a psychoanalytic training in Europe, and
you got
this
in England or
this in Berlin and Vienna, and
I see.
In 1928 and 29,
So I go back a long way in terms of these of psychoanalysis.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, my latest collab book was with a psychoanalyst. It's called Power Sharing in the Psychiatric Hospital.
Yeah, I have the
which applies to the our general mode of analysis to the shaping and sharing of values through various
very curious to see that book. I haven't seen that yet, but knowing your interest to psychoanalysis, I just wondered whether you ever personally knew.
The Freud himself was sick, very seriously ill
at that time.
I was in Vienna.
I see.
And so that
you were analyzed by some of his
associates. Worked closely, with his associates, and of course I kept in touch subsequently with. And in fact, I've actually conducted analyses myself for the last many years, from time to time, just to keep
in touch with
the psychology, my interest in the psychology of politicians alive.
Where did you study primarily? Was it also in Vienna?
And also here, because my period of study was relatively brief, but I got into the active practice fairly early in research and these things in the 30s. Among other things, we analyzed the what went on in the course of the psychoanalytic interview. This is where we developed many of our content analysis categories, was for the sake of analyzing the interchange. We recorded psychoanalytic interviews, and we also recorded the physiological changes that we're going through.
This was in the 30s.
You had some time to see me this afternoon?
Let's see.
I could wait.
Could you come and just have a seat a second?
Thank you.
Right.
This was in the 30s, what
told
me,
I was just speculating. Just have a seat, if you will.
That was the time when you developed your concept of the process of communication.
Yes. Well, actually, I was very much involved in psychoanalysis and anthropological studies. The general idea was to make use of all of the observational techniques that were presently available to examine the social process.
Did you publish a book of that phase? I never read your early studies. Were they reported in a book or in a series of
There were
articles?
Some, most of the technical studies in psychoanalysis were published in the those erroneous articles, the technical studies. However, the essential points were published in the book called Power and Personality.
I see, that one,
Which refers back to the earlier technical literature. Matter of fact, some of the earlier things were published in Imago, in Vienna, and some of our journals in this country.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm very happy after seeing you.
Very
glad
to see you.
I appreciate that you found some time.
And I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, you will.
I hope you have success in your new undertaking.